Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank God for the courage, because I kept going. You did that. Thank God for giving you the courage, but you kept going when you were scared. You kept going when there was some resistance, right? So you're thankful for the work ethic. Like, man, I kept working at it. I didn't see results right away, but I kept. That's not luck. You look back, you're like, yeah, I actually put some work into it. I may have gotten it wrong a few times. I may have made the mistakes, but I kept putting the work in. Right? That's not luck.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hey, what's up, Self-Talk family? This is Darnell Self, and this is the Self-Talk Experience. Of course, you see, partner isn't here today, Mrs. Tracy Self. So you have me today, and today we're going to talk about the importance of self-talk when it comes to the imposter syndrome. So for those who've just joined us, and perhaps you didn't catch any of our previous episodes, the self-talk experience is all about the things we say to ourselves about ourselves, because that will eventually determine what we attract for ourselves. So excited to be able to talk about this thing called imposter syndrome. And it hits a lot of people. It's when individuals seem to doubt their own accomplishments out of fear that they'll be exposed, that that accomplishment or those accomplishments came from some type of luck or external factors. And so they seem to diminish what they have done. And it happens to a lot of folks. They start to feel like, man, maybe I'll be exposed one day that I'm not really who I've been edified to be and held up to be. And so let's talk about some of the symptoms and then some of the self-talk that's necessary, because I do believe that one of the reasons why so many people don't have the success that they could have is because they don't believe that they deserve to be where they are. So how in the world can we believe that we deserve any future blessings or the next level of financial success or relationship success if we even doubt where we are now, right? If we're like, yeah, I just don't believe that I'm ever going to have anything better than what I have. So the present causes you to be a little depressed or disappointed or discouraged. And we know that the future certainly doesn't seem bright. So if we can get today right, if we can help to reframe the negative self-talk of today, then we can shape a more positive tomorrow. And that's what this self-talk is all about. It seems as though it doesn't make that big of a difference when we're reshaping our self-talk. But for my friends who have been following us for a long time, and those who have been executing and implementing some of the things we've talked about, I already know you have seen a more joyful experience, because it is hard to say bad things to yourself and see good things, because no matter what it is, the narrative is, yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Right. Because whatever we think about most, our mind finds evidence to attract. And so on the contrary, it's hard to attract bad things when we always say good things. Right. Because anything that happens, you're like, man, that's happened for me. I just got to figure out what lesson I'm learning from this, because I know this is happening for me so that I don't continue to make these type of mistakes once I'm at this level. Like here, yes, it seems so bad, but I'm glad I made it here and not here, right? Because I'm going there, and it's good to learn the lesson when my business is smaller, when the relationship is newer, rather than later on where I'm like, man, after 7 years, I've given this so much to now realize that I should have asked better questions. I should have done this differently. I should have made a different choice. And so that's why today matters. All right, guys. Man, that was a long preface to what I wanted to talk about with this whole imposter syndrome. So what happens? Well, number one, self-doubt. These are some of the symptoms of imposter syndrome. Self-doubt. Like, yeah, I just don't think that I'm deserving of it. I don't know if I'm competent enough. And I'll give you a solution to that one. The solution is having good people around you, because good people around you see things in you that sometimes you can't see. You realize that sometimes, because you're not really outside of your own body, so when you walk in the room, you don't see what someone else sees. Like someone else could see that, man, when you walk in a room, the room just brightens. Like you come in and you smile and you're like, really? You didn't even see that because you're inside of you. You don't see you walking in the room. You're just hopeful. Like, I hope when I walk in that my energy is good. But someone else is like, my gosh, are you serious? Every time I see you, I just smile because of the joy you bring, right? This, we're not even talking about the transactions, right? We're not talking about the money that you make. This is someone who sees something in you that perhaps you don't see. They see a future version of you that perhaps you don't see. They see the growth from who you used to be, and perhaps you don't see that. You're like, man, I'm at this same place. They're like, no, you may live at the same place. You may drive the same thing, but you are not the same person. I've seen the way you respond to things. I've seen the way you forgive things in people. I've seen the way that you navigate around certain things that are messy because you realize that's not what you want to be a part of, right? So all of that doesn't show up in trappings, doesn't show up in some material things. So sometimes we don't see it. So having the right people around you, they can help to decrease the self-doubt you have by sharing with you the things they see in you and the things they see happening for you that perhaps you haven't seen yourself because of the lens that you're looking through. So be careful of self-doubt. It is a symptom of imposter syndrome. The second thing that's a symptom of imposter syndrome is this attributing your success to luck or some external factor. I mean, like, yeah, and then I guess this happened to be at the right place at the right time. And it's not true. So if you did some self-discovery, well, I'm not saying that you weren't at the right place at the right time. What I'm saying is that if you did some self-discovery and really trace back, if you go back to one of our initial episodes about connecting the dots, and so you look back in your life, there's been some turning points, some choices that you made, some decisions that you made that allowed you to position yourself for the success, even if you weren't educated. Even if you did, you know, you were the one who didn't have the doctorate, you were the one that didn't have the training, and you felt like you were ill-equipped, and you know what I mean? I just feel out of place because so many people have degrees here. So many people understand the financial lingo, and they're talking about equity, and they're talking about ROIs, and I'm like, I'm out of place, and so I must be just lucky to be in this room. No, you've made a lot of decisions and built a lot of healthy relationships that put you in that space where, yes, you're at the maybe the bottom of the totem pole in terms of who's accomplished the most, but that wasn't by luck. That is because you're going somewhere, and you purposely have been positioned in that room where you know the least so that you're stretched to know more. If who wants
how to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Be in a room where you know the most. So this imposter syndrome thing seems to seep up sometimes when you're in a space where you're being stretched because you're feeling like I'm not worthy. And that's why, my friends, it's good to go back and do some self-discovery to take a look and say, man, you know, yes, humility plays a factor. And I'm thankful for that when I'm around folks who are like humble about it. Like, man, I just feel so blessed. That's not what I'm talking about. But you should think that, man, thank God for the courage because I kept going. You did that. You know, thank God for giving you the courage, but you kept going when you were scared. You kept going when there was some resistance, right? So you're thankful for the work ethic. Like, man, I kept working at it. I didn't see results right away, but I kept. That's not luck. You look back, you're like, yeah, I actually put some work into it. I may have gotten it wrong a few times. I may have made the mistakes, but I kept putting the work in, right? That's not luck. So this whole self-doubt thing and then attributing the success, even though there's evidence of it, that it's some external factor, that's just because my mom did this for me, or that's just because my best friend, you know, opened the door, introduced me to someone. Yeah, but you still did the work, but you still asked for the introduction, or you still built a relationship with your best friend so that your best friend felt like you wouldn't embarrass them if they introduced you to the person. They wouldn't have introduced you if they felt like you couldn't step up and do what it is you said you would do. You see? That's why it's important. So we're talking about these symptoms, right, of self-doubt, this symptom of attributing the success to luck or to something else. And then lastly, and there's several symptoms of imposter syndrome, but lastly, and you'll hear this from folks, now that I'm saying it to you, you may be thinking, oh my gosh, yes, that's me, or yes, that's a friend of mine, I need to help them through this. And lastly, the last one I'm gonna talk about today is when people are dismissive of celebration. They are not accepting of congratulatory remarks. You know people to do this. You're like, oh my gosh, you were so awesome. Congratulations on whatever the achievement was. And they either sidestep it or they make themselves small and they say things like, yeah, I mean, I hear you, but it's, you know, that's something small. You know, that's nothing. This is what they say. Or they just say everything except thank you. Everything except, oh my gosh, thank you so much. They're not receiving it. They feel like they're an imposter, so it's hard for them to say, thank you. Yes, I did do that. Yes, I have accomplished that. Yes, I have grown. Yes, I worked hard for this. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, let's say you got your black belt in martial arts and someone says, oh my gosh, congratulations, you have your black belt. Yeah, you know, it took me a long time to get it. You know, sometimes where, you know, it took longer than most people. This is what I mean. Like, no, it's thank you. Yes, I worked hard for it. Yes, so if it took you long, it's probably because you were overcoming some things that someone else didn't have to overcome. Maybe you had to navigate around being a single parent. Maybe you had to navigate around not having transportation to get to the dojo or the martial arts center where you were learning, right? So yes, it may have taken you longer, but it's a thank you. It's a thank you. Yes, I did that. And so when you have friends, people that you care about and love who are unfortunately having some negative self-talk, I want us, because this is some solutions, to help them reframe it, to call them out on it in a nice way and say, you mean thank you? Because you did the thing, right? Help them to say thank you. Help them to receive what it is that they've done. And then slowly but surely, this is a process, because I know it's psychological, right? This whole imposter syndrome. then slowly but surely, they will work themselves out of a place where they feel like they're not worthy, where they feel like they're not deserving, and they'll start to see themselves as more based on what they've currently accomplished. And when they see themselves as more, it's something called progressive realization. That means once you realize that, yes, I have taken this one step forward, you now visualize, you now see the next step, right? It's progressive realization. You now realize, you know what? I'm closer. I realize that, yes, I've taken one step, so now I'm close to the next step. That's like someone who says, I don't think I'll ever be a millionaire. Well, let's help you make your first thousand, because everybody I know has made $1 million. The thousand was on the way. It was a step towards a million. Let's help you make 10,000. But if you're not careful, you're around people to say, you only make 10,000? That's all you make it? Yes, of course you shrink. So being around the right people, like, listen, you're on your way. You know, congrats. Because what'd you do last month? You're like, well, you know, I was just getting started. No. What'd you do? I did 500. Well, congrats. Because 500 is a prerequisite. It's a start before the 1,000. 1,000 before 10. 10 before 100. 100 before 1 million. You've got this, guys. So this, now listen, let me, before I end, I'm talking about imposter syndrome. So it could be that there's some folks are imposters. After all of that, right? It could be that some folks are like, for real, somebody just put me up in front of this camera and I haven't done anything. I'm just pretending, I'm faking it. So if that's the case, and you guys know what I'm talking about, if you've like not done what you're talking about, that's different. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not excusing imposters who are frauds. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm saying is that people who have evidence that there was an accomplishment there, like they walked their neighborhood and did 2 miles, and they're now being dismissive. They're now being, they're putting themselves in a place where they feel like that's not a big deal because a lot of other people run 5 miles. That's what I'm talking. They feel like, I really don't want to talk about exercise. I'm not in the best shape. Yeah, but you have started. And guess what? Most folks haven't started. And you could be an inspiration to those who are going from zero to start, like from zero to doing nothing to something. Because the other person talking about running 10 miles is intimidating. They're never going to get out there. But you, my friend, because you had day one, and day one was 2 miles. You're going to inspire more people who are now at 0 miles, who have now not walked at all, than the person who's running 10 miles for the last 10 years. That's what I mean. You're not an imposter, right? You have accomplished something, and how you frame what you've accomplished will determine, one, how far you go from here, and two, how many people you can inspire based on how you communicate it. Guys, this is self-talk. As we tell ourselves certain things, we will attract certain things. So remember, the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves will eventually determine what and even who we attract for ourselves. This has been another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. And I look forward to seeing you guys next time. No ands this time. It'll be an and the next time. And my wife will be back with us the next time. There's your hand.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.